Because I can tell you, if you play around with the devil, there's people of God. Listen to me. I'm talking about people in the church that's decided to back off from some things. Decided to back off from church. Decided to back off from giving. Decided to back off from serving God like they used to. Decided to take and say, lay out of church once in a while. Decided, oh, we don't need them Tuesday night prayer meetings. We don't need to come every time the doors open. There's been some people that has done a little bargaining with the devil and said, well, I'll keep coming once in a while. And the devil won't, it'll only go so far. I'm going to tell you, the devil will try to rob you. He will try to wound you. And he will try to kill you. The devil's job is to try to destroy your life. But I like what the Bible says. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Woo! I'm going to tell you something. The devil will not bargain with you. He'll try to kill you. But the Bible said this man, he had took and he had stripped him of his raiment. He had wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Can you see the man right now? Laying over in the ditch. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said there were a few people come by. You know what? That man may have not even been able to have the strength to get his hand up. I can tell you there's times I don't even feel like lifting my hand. Come on, somebody. I've been in church when the preacher said, come on, just lift your hand. And I didn't even feel like lifting a finger, much less my hand. It was all I could do to get to the house of God. But honey, I'm here to tell you tonight, the Bible said this man laying in the ditch was half dead. I don't know about you. I'm not a real smart man. I'm not as smart as some of the people in the state of Virginia. But I'm here to tell you, if he was half dead, that means somewhere he was half alive. That means somewhere he was still living enough to get that hand up there and say, I need help from God. I might be half dead, honey. You might look at me and say, that brother Steve looks like he's half dead. But honey, I like that, because you know what? That lets me know I'm still half living too. I'm only half dead. That means half of me is still alive. And as long as I hold glory to God, I can tell you tonight, all God needs is half of you. My Lord, I have to praise God. If God can just get half of you to praise him, if he can just get that half that's not dead to lift your hands and magnify him. God can do great things with you tonight. If I'm half dead, that means the other side's me half living. Don't put me in the grave yet, honey. I'm not dead. I'm not through. But I'm here to tell you, there was somebody that passed by that man's way that knew something about ministering. There was a man that passed by that looked over there, and somehow I believe that man started to realize, hey, I'm wounded. I'm stripped. I'm beaten. I'm laying in the ditch. But I'm only half dead. That means half of me is still alive. And I've got to get up. And I've got to try to get some help tonight. Tell you what, you may not feel like lifting your hands. But I believe that old boy took. I believe that old priest went by and that boy laid there. I believe that priest looked over and said, he dead. Ain't nothing I can do with him. He's buzzard bait. Come on, somebody. I believe that old Levi went by. And I believe it said, that boy ain't going to make it. He's dead. I can't help him. But the Bible said this good Samaritan, I believe that boy laying in the ditch, I believe he just somehow mustered up enough strength to get his hand up in the air. I'm going to tell you, aren't you glad that we serve a God that this world's so big, but we serve a God that's still able to see somebody laying in a ditch with their hand raised saying, I need some help on a Jericho road. Aren't you glad with the 50 billion people that God's still able to see us in our home, still able to see us in our churches when we lift up our hand and say, we need you tonight? I can tell you all the people on the earth, God sent somebody by to help. He looked over there and I believe that boy mustered up enough strength just to get his hand up, maybe just moan a little bit. Whoa. You know what? That good Samaritan walked over and he poured in the oil and he poured in the wine. The Bible said he bound up his wounds. I believe God's going to bind some wounds up tonight. You believe that? Lift your hands and love him tonight. I'm going to tell you, I believe in this thing. I believe God's going to touch somebody tonight. I believe God somehow. I believe if you're discouraged, I believe God's going to encourage you. I believe if you're facing difficulty, God's going to help you through it. I believe we serve a God that's still able to see your need and recognize that there's still some people that want to serve him with all of their heart. We may be half dead physically, but we can muster up strength to serve him tonight. Romans 8 and 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers, oh glory to God, nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing will be able to separate us. Nothing will be able to separate us from God's love. I'm going to tell you, the Bible declares this in 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Saints of God, I don't know what that tells you, but that tells me that there's still a God that is able to rise to the occasion and touch us tonight. I don't know what you need tonight, but I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that does. You may be need healing tonight. There's some of you, you need a touch of God. You're like the disciples in the boat. The Bible says that they had took and Jesus had said, let's launch out. And all of a sudden, the Bible said, the wind become boisterous. All of a sudden, the waves. And you know what I noticed about that scripture? It said the disciples were in jeopardy. I'm going to tell you, there's some of you who are in jeopardy tonight. But I can tell you, don't be dismayed. Be of good cheer. Because as long as God, as long as Christ is in the boat, we're not going to go under. We're going to the other side. I said we're going to make it to the other shore. Amen. I'm going to tell you, this man was wounded. He was bruised. He was half dead. Somehow he began to move a hand, maybe move a finger. I can tell you, if all you can move is a finger, why don't you move it right now? Why don't you move it right now? I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel the Spirit of God in this house. He's wanting to do something for you. He's wanting to do something for your family. I'm going to tell you, you may have a loved one tonight that you've been praying for. I'm going to tell you, we still serve a God that's able to save our family members. I can tell you that boy that everybody's give up on, I can tell you, don't you give up on him, because God's able to raise him up. God's able to set his feet on the solid rock. Tell you this, I may have told it in this church, not proud of it, but when I got out of high school in the 70s, I ain't gonna say exactly when, come on somebody, well, you can figure out my age, amen. My wife will tell you, if nothing else, she won't, my daughter sure will. I'm gonna tell you, and it hurts me even to say this with my daughter in here, but you're looking at a boy that was raised in the denomination of Pentecost, Church of God. I can tell you, my mom and daddy raised me right, but at 18 years old, I thought I had the world by the tail. I thought I had the world right there where I could do anything I wanted to do. Remember, I turned 19 years old, got a brand new four-wheel drive truck. Me and some boys decided we'd get out there and have a good time all day fishing and drinking. Come on, somebody. I got out there and I just was having a big time. Man, I was sucking them beers down just like a sinner, just like a boy had never been in church. My mom and daddy had knew it. They fell over, had a heart attack. We drunk all day and we drunk all night. Come about 3 o'clock in the morning. Some friends said, come on over, we're having a party. 3 o'clock in the morning. Here's Church of God boy. I'm talking about raised in a preacher's kid. I decided to go to that party and I got in that four-wheel drive truck. About half asleep, about half inebriated. Not proud of it. I don't like it. I'm just telling you where God will bring you from. I can tell you, I got in that truck and I was headed down the road 65 miles an hour. All of a sudden, guess what happened? Out of nowhere, a stop sign appeared. Now, that stop sign had been there forever, but I didn't see it that night. Come on, somebody. I took and locked that truck down and pulled that steering wheel around. All of a sudden, that truck began to flip, totaled a brand new four-wheel drive truck. Got out of the truck holding my left eye in my hand. The veins was holding my eyes, hanging out of my face. I know that's gory. I know it's not pleasant, but I want to tell you where God brought me from. My right jaw was shattered completely. My left jaw was broken. My eye cut completely out of my head. Had a circle in the middle of my head gouged out from going through a windshield of a four-wheel drive truck. Laying underneath that truck. 3 o'clock in the morning on a back country road in Baker County, Florida. I can tell you this, bleeding. I can tell you, thank God there was a praying mom and a praying daddy. Somewhere there was a praying church, Brother Jim. Because God took and brought somebody by, got me to a hospital. They sewed up my face. I got settled down, got in church, gave my heart to God, began to preach the gospel. Got four beautiful children now, and three beautiful grandchildren, and one on the way. I'm preaching the gospel today. Why? Because God never gave up on me. I can tell you this, don't you ever give up on your family members. Don't you ever give up. God's able to save them and God's able to bring them in. And let me tell you this, Before I come to a close tonight, I believe this. I want to be very careful how I use this word. You've heard people use the word hell and racers together. They put it together and they call people that. But I'm going to tell you some of the ones that everybody says is those type of reveling people. You know somebody that you just say, well, if they can get in meanness, they're going to get in meanness. I believe this. Some of the worst ones that the devil are using as pawns are the ones the devil knows if he ever lets them go, they're going to preach this gospel. I said they're going to win people to God. And I'm going to tell you, when I go out there and I see a young person fighting the devil, when I see a young person drinking, when I see a young person on drugs, I know that the devil is trying to destroy them. Why? Because God has a plan for them. I can tell you, this man fell in the ditch. He was robbed. He was wounded. But God had a plan for his life. And God sent somebody by. If you believe that tonight, that God's got somebody that he can send by, raise your hands and magnify God tonight. Glory to God. You see, I want to tell you something. You might find this a little comical tonight, but in closing tonight, you know, there's a word in our English dictionary. You may have heard this before, but it's simply a word, up. How many has ever heard the word up? U-P, up. Do you know up has many meanings? I can tell you this, it's easy to understand up meaning toward the sky, the top of the list. But when we wake up in the morning, why do we wake up? We use that word up in many ways. At a meeting, why does the topic come up? Why do we speak up? Why are the officers up for election? Why is it up to the secretary to write up a report? You ever thought up had so many meanings? We call up friends and we use it to brighten up a room. That's what we say. Let's put something in there to brighten up the room. We polish up the silver. We warm up the leftovers. We clean up the kitchen. We lock up the house. Some guys fix up old cars. At other times, little words have real special meanings. People stir up trouble. You ever had that happen? Amen. We line up for tickets. We work up an appetite. You ever thought about that? We think up excuses. To be dressed is one thing, but to be dressed up is another. Amen. I'm going to tell you that little word up has many meanings. We open up a store in the morning, but we close it at night. Yeah, we seem pretty mixed up about up. To be knowledgeable of the proper uses of up, look up the word in the dictionary. And a little dictionary will use about a quarter of a page to define a little word like up. Are you with me tonight? If you are up to it, you might try building up a list of many ways to use up. And it is used in many ways. It will take up a lot of your time. But if you don't give up, you may wind up with 100 or more. When it threatens to rain, we say it's clouding up. When it's the sun comes out, we say it's clearing up. When it rains, we say it's wetting up. When it doesn't rain for a while, we say things dry up. There's a lot of words for up. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't look at any situation and think you know what God's doing. Because I'm going to tell you, God can take a word, a two-letter word, and many things. And I'm going to tell you right now, my time is up, so I'm going to shut up. But I'm telling you this, that we serve a God that's able to take your impossible situation, oh glory to God, and turn it around. He's able to take your problem, and he's able to solve it. We serve a God that's able to pull you out of the ditch and set your feet on the solid rock. I wish somebody would stand to your feet and magnify God tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm finished, but I'm not finished, but I am finished. I wonder tonight, I can tell you what I want to do tonight. I want everybody that will, I want you to come forward right now. If you want something from God tonight, maybe you're sick in your body, maybe you have family situations, I want you to step out of that pew tonight. Maybe you want more than you've ever had from God tonight. I want you to step forward and come up here. I want you to just make your way right here. If you want to kneel, that's fine. If you want to stand with your hands in the air, I'm going to believe God for a miracle tonight. I believe God's going to do a miracle tonight in your life. I believe God's going to do something. I believe God's going to lift somebody up tonight. I believe God's going to perform something tonight. If you believe, if you need healing tonight in your body, I'm going to tell you what I want you to do. I want you to come stand right in front of this pulpit tonight. If you need healing in your body, I believe God's going to heal you tonight. You say, you're pretty bold, Brother Thomas. I'm going to tell you, I serve a big God, and I believe he's able to heal tonight. I'm going to tell you, God doesn't want. I felt so much compassion for you last night, Brother Rocky. I'm going to tell you, son, I don't want you to see people come in the house of God with pulled muscles. And Brother Rocky said, you might smell a little menthol on me. Come on, I hope I don't embarrass you that. He said, you might smell a little menthol on me, son, because I've got a pulled muscle back here. Hey, man, I don't know exactly what it is. It might be the same thing I'm fighting, old age. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care whether it's arthritis. I don't care whether it's rheumatism. I don't care whether it's cancer. I don't care whether it's whatever it is. God's able to heal you tonight. Amen. If you believe it, raise your hands. If you believe God's able to heal you tonight, raise your hands. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Just place something, brother. Hallelujah. We got some oil in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you come for healing tonight? I believe God's able. I believe God's able to heal you tonight. I don't care what it is.